I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Many years ago, when I was training for ordination, one of our set assignments was to study the life of St. Francis of Assisi. I found so many things: his home, the tree, the crucifix, told me about his remarkable life and his dramatic conversion from a life of luxury to one of utter poverty. But the thing which stuck in my mind most clearly about this holy man was the time when he kissed a leper. Leprosy in Old Testament times, in Jesus' day, and during the lifetime of St. Francis was incurable. And those who were infected were considered unclean. People who had to spend the rest of their life living apart from others. It was also a highly contagious disease. I think that was why I found St. Francis' act of kissing a leper so profound, so moving. He must have been well aware of the risk to himself contracting the disease. Francis revealed the love of God in a way that most of us would find absolutely impossible. But as in everything else in his life, he was following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the gospel story this morning, we hear of the way Jesus cured 10 lepers, and this was the only contact he had with the disease. You couldn't get a group of 10 lepers standing together. Fortunately, leprosy can be cured today. It's a disease most of us know very little about. We won't have ever met someone suffering from the disease. And I think for that reason, we tend to pass over the excitement of the healing power which Jesus possessed and which this story shows, and treat it as just a reminder to be thankful. Only one of the 10 lepers who were healed came back to thank Jesus. How ungrateful the other 9 were. But sadly, you can go into Wolverhampton, or in fact any town or city today, and see people who are treated as lepers, the same way as lepers used to be treated. People who are shunned as if they had leprosy. People who we find it embarrassing to look at because they have some disfiguring illness or disability. People who we find it awkward to deal with because they are blind, incontinent, or of questionable sexual morality. People who we find it embarrassing to be with, odd or difficult in the world's view, a bit crazy. People who we find beyond our love and concern because they haven't got their acts together as we have. such as illegal immigrants, alcoholics, those who buy substances in order to abuse them. Now, some of these people may have made themselves outcasts, and some of them have been cast out by other people, but they are all modern day lepers, and none of them needed to be. Jesus performed many miracles during his lifetime, but have you noticed that there are always two sides to all of his cures? There is the cure itself. The obvious illness is healed. The deaf can hear, the blind can see, the leper's skin becomes normal. But there is also spiritual healing. Our Lord had power to heal the disease of the soul. So when he opens a blind man's eyes, that man is able to not just see things that are around him, but also to believe things that he couldn't believe before. His physical eyes were given sight, and his eye of faith was opened. So it is with leprosy. You can see the physical cure. The man's disease was got rid of. But on the spiritual level, there is the power of Jesus to restore the outcast to the community, to rehabilitate the misfit. That power of Jesus still exists, and lepers, the outcasts, they still exist too. It's the church's job to use that power of Jesus. It is our privilege to welcome in those who society would see as a misfit. It is our joy, in the name of our Lord, to declare the leper clean and to show men, women, and children the healing and restoring power of the love of God. Why must we do this? Because although we ourselves may be what people out there call respectable, although we may not be lepers thrown out by society, we might easily have been. And like the tenth leper, we must give grateful thanks for our wholeness and acceptance of others. As that Samaritan leper was restored to the community with the words from Jesus, "Go, show yourself to the priests," so we give thanks by restoring the outcast, the misfit, to the community. And we can do this by giving them the healing kiss of love, the restoring kiss of life. It may be that we find that kiss difficult to give, but we can trust that Jesus will give us the same power that he gave to St. Francis. Much of Jesus' life was spent in the company of outcasts. And I believe that the church's life must be spent with the same outcasts too. Those we see as unclean, the mentally ill, all who live on the margins of society. The day when we can kiss the leper, that is the day when we can really say that we love God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.